Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. My name is Michelle Stockatelny, and I'm really happy that you're joining us tonight. I do see we have a number of callers already. I will be taking calls to either provide messages from Spirit or to answer questions. A little bit later on, we're going to just open up with our topic for the evening first. So our topic for the show today is signs from loved ones in spirit. And so one of the most common questions I receive as a medium is, why can't I feel my loved one? Why do I not sense their presence? You know, why do I sense other presence, for other people, but I can't feel my own loved one? This is something that I find people become very frustrated with, because they want so much to feel their loved one, and it makes sense, but it is also very difficult to do so, and I'm going to tell you why. So it seems that for those who are sensitive enough to pick up the energies of spirits around them, that they always do feel that they can sense their own loved ones the least. And there, again, there's a very real, very beautiful, rational explanation for this. Simply put, you feel them the least because you were closest to them. They are near you the most. They're always around you. I often tell others during readings and classes about how you feel comfortable in your own home when all of the residents are there, right? When everyone who lives there is home, the energy is comfortable, it's normal to you. You don't really notice, there's variations, obviously, but for the most part, you're quite comfortable. And then when you have company over, even if it's people that you love very much, the energy in the home becomes different, and you're not as comfortable or as as accustomed to that energy when they're over. And then when they leave, things go back to the normal energy that you're used to. This is very similar with how it is with sensing our loved ones in spirit. The closer you were to someone who is in the physical world, and then they pass over to the spiritual world, the harder it will be for you to distinguish when they are nearby, because you are so comfortable with their energy, and their energy is near you so often that you're simply used to it. And this also applies with your spirit guides. And often when people are trying to learn how to consciously communicate with their spirit guides, they wonder, I'm putting it out there. I want to feel them. I want to sense them when they're getting closer. And the simple fact is that they're always close to you, and you're not going to notice any large variation in the energy when they do approach yours. Simply because you have them around all of the time, okay? And so this is why, it can be difficult to embrace this fact, simply because you want to feel your loved ones. Of course you do, and I understand that. And we are going to discuss that tonight. So hopefully those of you that might be frustrated with how you feel like you aren't sensing your loved ones around you, hopefully after we discuss a bit of the signs and the ways that they communicate with you, that you'll start to feel a little bit better knowing that they definitely are with you and providing what they can from where they are to let you know that you are, still walking this path with them. Okay. So the first thing we're going to say for that, it's more, there is so much that spirit does provide us while we're here, so much that they do to help us know that we are loved and supported and guided, and that we are never alone on our paths. And it's one of those beautiful, beautiful things that makes spirit guide communication and spirit communication so wonderful, because it just validates the fact that no matter how tough our days are going, no matter how difficult our struggles are, we're never forgotten about. We are always receiving guidance on some level. We are always able to connect with someone who cares and loves us and really wants us to achieve the happiest, healthiest possible state of being that we can while we're here. So the first sign that you might notice about your loved ones is when you are having an especially difficult day and all of a sudden a very happy or peaceful or meaningful memory replays in your mind about someone that you do miss dearly. This is them reminding you that you whatever you're going through is temporary, and to remember all of the love that you shared. Now, this can happen a lot during the grieving process. What you receive in terms of signs during, especially immediate grief, and then, starting to navigate the healing process, what you receive then compared to what you receive after you started to really heal is a bit different because it's very different energy. It's very different time. And so it's important to recognize, too, that what you might receive in the first 2 weeks to 2 months after a spirit goes home is going to be very different than what you receive in terms of the sign after they've, you know, become readjusted to being home. And that's, you know, again, a topic for another show about what a spirit does go through after they go home. So what I'd like to do now is I'm going to take a caller and we're going to see if they have a question about communicating with their loved ones or if they would like a spirit message. I do remind you, though, if you come on the air with me and you would like a spirit message, don't tell me who you want to hear from or what you want to hear about. There are mediums who prefer that. And absolutely, if we were doing a personal, private, one-on-one reading, at the end of the reading, if the spirit that you wanted to come through didn't come through for whatever reason, that's the time to ask. But during the show, I like to keep it very, in the moment and allowing spirit to give you what you need in this moment most. Because remember, spirit messages are very different than a full reading. And sometimes those who, you know, you might want to hear from the most have a lot to say, especially if it's a loved one and you really want to connect with them. They would probably save that for a full mediumship reading. But you never know. I don't decide who comes through. I trust my guides to bring through who you need the most in this moment in terms of the guidance and support that you require on your path at this time. Okay, so let's take a caller. Hello, you're on the air with Michelle. May I have your name?
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you calling to ask a question today or would you like a message from Spirit?
A message from Spirit, please.
Okay, Kimberly, I'm going to connect with your energy then. All I want you to do is to relax and do some mindful breathing, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth, asking your loved ones and guides to come forward and just allow whoever is going to come forward today to do so for you, okay? I'm just connecting with your energy now, Kimberly. Okay. Okay, Kimberly, so I've been connecting with your energy. I'm noticing a few things first and foremost. I'm feeling quite a bit of, it's not a tension in my chest, but it's definitely a feeling that I'm noticing. And this tells me that, especially with the heart chakra area, I'm seeing that there is quite a bit of healing to be done. And to me, it does feel like there's some grief that you've been working on. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'm also feeling with you, Kimberly, is that when I feel this kind of head pressure, this kind of head pain, it tells me that you're not getting enough rest and you're not able to kind of focus on the task at hand in the moment. It feels like you're very much kind of, it just feels like you're really kind of in the depths of going through what you're going through. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, Kimberly. So I do feel a loved one coming forward. I'm going to describe them the best that I can. And you let me know that if you recognize them, okay? And I do feel a male spirit. It feels like when he was here, definitely would have been at least a father. And I feel like... I don't know if this is his first time coming through because the connection is not that strong. So I'm hoping he'll come through a little stronger for me. What I'm feeling with him is that I see a lot of, I feel a lot of back pain with him. When he was here, he definitely would have had some back issues or that would have been something that he felt before he left. And what I'm also feeling with him is that his energy just feels kind of standoffish to me. It feels like he probably wasn't someone who got overly attached to people or probably didn't express himself very fully. Feels like he probably kept his emotions in check and, not that he was a really tough guy, but it feels like he definitely wouldn't have, let loose any tears or anything like that. It feels like he was kind of masculine in that sense, if that makes sense to you. And what I feel with him also is that it feels like he has a big soft spot for you, though, and that I just see this picture of a heart, and I feel like this is representing him showing that he loves you very much and that there's a big part of him that cares so deeply for you. Are you recognizing the spirit at all yet?
It could be a grandfather.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring forward more than... Okay. So what I also feel with him is that again, I'm still feeling this neck and back pain. I don't know if he had, an injury or if there was, an issue. I'm trying to figure it out because he's not giving me a lot And usually when a spirit comes through, especially if they've come through a few times, they kind of know the drill and they know what to give. It feels like he's just trying to figure out what to give me. So, and that's okay. We can work with this. But the energy definitely isn't that strong with him. And what I'm feeling with him is that he's... I'm just trying to connect with him stronger. Okay. I don't know if he worked on a farm at one point in his life or if there was tractors involved, but I just see machinery. I see like heavy type of machinery being involved at some point in his life, and it feels like he's giving me a memory of this. And I'm predominantly feeling this pain in my left back of my shoulder, which tells me that he definitely would have had a lot of aches and pains before he left. And I feel like he was someone who probably didn't complain about it, but I can really feel it. It tells me that it really bothered him. And it feels like the reason he's giving this to me is because it would have explained why he was probably not the easiest person to get along with before he left. Does that help at all to you?
No. Well, I only, you know, like my grandfathers, both of them, I met one when I was younger and I didn't spend that much time with him. And then the other one, I met him once. So
okay.
I really don't know. That.
Would you have someone in the family who would be able to validate any of this information for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel he's with you, and I feel very strongly that he wants to come forward and say, like, I feel like he, it's like he's saying he's sorry he wasn't around more, or that he wasn't as involved as he could have been, but then it feels like he, after a certain point in your childhood, he wasn't able to have the chance to do so. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'm feeling is that he, when a spirit says sorry or apologizes in any which way for something they did while they were here, it's not about them carrying regret with them, but just that they're acknowledging that, you know, after they reviewed their life, they see, oh, I could have definitely done that a little better. I definitely could have gave more time or gave more of myself to my loved ones. This is what I'm feeling. It's not a regret. It's more like he acknowledges the fact that he wasn't as present for the family as he could have been. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what I'm feeling with him is that I don't think he's the, obviously he's not the one that you were hoping to hear from, but it feels like it's not time yet is what I hear. Does that make sense to you? It feels like it's too early, mm-hmm. or it's just not the right timing. Does that make sense to you?
No. I would have to think about it.
Okay. Well, what I'm feeling, because I do feel a lot of grieving with you, and I feel like there's a lot of healing to be done. And when I feel that, it tells me that there's a bit of a process that needs to be accomplished before, I would say, if you were going to book a reading with a medium, I would say wait at least 4 more months before you do, because I feel that in your energy that there's just quite a bit of healing that needs to be done right now. And I feel like with him that he's coming forward today to encourage you not to hold back the emotions, because it feels like when he was here, he was somebody who didn't acknowledge emotions. It was almost like he viewed them as a weakness, or kind of like, you know, if you focused on your emotions or what you were feeling, as opposed to just taking action, that, you know, he didn't put a lot of emphasis on that while he was here. And I feel like the encouragement for you specifically is that it's important that you take the time for yourself to allow yourself to go through with what you're feeling, and not to hold back, because it feels like there's a bit of holding back right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'm feeling with him is that he's there for you, and he's very much, I do see others, and I do feel like there's others that are very much encouraging of you to, what I'm hearing from them is that they really want you to work on forgiveness. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and to remember that what people do while they're here is more based on their paths and where they are on their own progression, as opposed to how they actually feel about you, or how they, you know, it is much more about them than it is about you. And it feels like this knowledge or this information would help you with regards to you for working on forgiveness, because it feels like you're kind of going through a cycle right now where it's, you know, ups and downs and going through similar situations. And that means that the lesson hasn't been learned yet. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I feel with him is that he's bringing forward a lot of healing energy and a lot of love for you. And I, with this energy comes the message to love yourself and to remember your worth and to not accept less than, you know, what you're putting out there. Because it feels like this is a good time for you to start setting stronger boundaries, is what I hear. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so, Kimberly, I'm going to leave that message with you. I hope that you can ask someone in the family to validate this grandfather. He's definitely with you, though, because he gave such strong information about what you're going through right now. And it feels like there's a lot of beautiful healing that can be done. And just remember to take your time and have patience with yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So many blessings to you, Kimberly. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. And so, when I connect with someone's energy, I can usually tell right off, right when we start, where they're at in their own healing process. The energy can feel a little heavy sometimes, or can feel very light. That tells me where the vibration is at. And if the energy is a little heavier, when I feel that kind of weighed down feeling, it tells me that a lot of healing still needs to take place. And when a lot of healing still needs to take place, that's not a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing, because it just means that we're, you know, going forward and progressing and learning and, you know, going through the healing process of acceptance, forgiveness, and letting go, as we have spoken about. And so when the energy is a little bit heavier, though, it can be more difficult to bring forward a spirit that the sitter was hoping to hear from. Why this is, I don't know. But what I feel from my guides is that it's almost like you have to get to a certain place in your own healing process before the energy is there and ready to come forward and to connect them with who they would hope to hear from the most. That's not always the case. It's just after so many years of giving readings, this is something I found. The more healing that needs to be done, the more that usually, like, people further back in the family line will come through, like great-grandparents or grandparents. I've never had anyone come forward further than great-grandparents, which is why, you know, people always ask, well, how long is it before we live our next life? I feel that, you know, until our great-grandchildren would come back home, then that's usually about the time when we would start to think about planning another incarnation. That's not always the case. There are obviously some, you know, special cases, but for the most part, we won't see our great-grandparents incarnate again before we go home. So that's just one of those interesting facts, hopefully, that you find amusing as I do. So we've already talked about how they play a memory in your mind sometimes. And another suggestion in terms of signs from loved ones is when you feel that you've been waiting for so long to receive a sign and you become frustrated that one has not seemed to have appeared yet, you need to ask yourself, what is it that you expect them to provide? You know, sometimes we think, you say, I'm ready. Please let me know that you're with me. Please let me hear your voice. Let me see you. Let me experience something that lets me know that you're home and you're safe and you're with me and I know that you're there. Sometimes we're waiting for something so big to happen that we miss all of the wonderful, beautiful, subtle signs that they do provide for us. Unfortunately, mediumship, it's just not like how you see on TV and seeing the movies. You know, people ask me about what I think about movies that, you know, have a lot of metaphysical or paranormal aspects. I think it's great for entertainment, but I've been to many house cleanses. I've been to many places where people have said certain things have happened. I have yet to see any of those kinds of things. And again, it's after many, many years of doing this that, you know, it just isn't that way. Maybe it is for other people. I think that much like anything in life, mediumship or spirit work or anything like that can be as dramatic or as rational as you deem it to be. To me, all of this seems very common sense. It's very rational. It's very logical in my mind, I guess, because just based on having done so many readings that it just seems to be very, it just seems to make sense. The way that they can provide the information for us and provide lots of messages and signs for us, but not in the way that it's going to be big, bold, obviously, like not writing in the mirrors or, you know, throwing plates around and so on. You know, have you ever noticed feathers in places that it just doesn't make sense to find them? You know, or you're walking along a street and all of a sudden you have no idea why you decided at that moment to look down, but oh, there it is, a beautiful penny or something like that. I know that sounds like, you know, you could obviously find a million pennies on any sidewalk, but it is when you feel compelled to look in a direction or to take a different route or something like that, that you've known, you know, not really thinking about it, but you're just kind of going along with what you feel in the moment, that brings you to something that, you know, that provides this connection for you, this brief, beautiful, momentary connection of love and peace and healing that our loved ones do provide for us. You know, have you ever had songs replaying in your mind over and over and over again, and you're wondering, why am I thinking about this song? Why is it constantly in my mind? And then you walk into a store or a restaurant or, you know, turn on the radio, and all of a sudden that's the song that's playing, you know, and it's one of those things. And after that, you don't hear the song anymore in your mind. It sounds maybe too coincidental, but after so many quote-unquote coincidences, it becomes difficult to believe that there isn't something, you know, providing this for us, especially if it's a song, for instance, that, you know, your loved one really liked, or that you have a memory surrounding that song, if it was, you know, a loved one from a wedding or something like that, and it was a wedding song. There's so many ways that they can provide these beautiful signs for us and to help us to recognize that they're with us, you know, that they love us, they are around us. And not just that, but they also guide us, you know, not as our spirit guides do, but they do provide guidance and support, especially during very difficult times. Okay, so we're going to take another caller now and see if they would like to have a message or ask a question. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, excuse me, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great. Would you like a message from Spirit, or do you have a question?
Oh, well, if Spirit comes through, that's fine, but, you know, something's on my mind.
Okay.
I have a new neighbor that just moved in, and I'm wondering mm-hmm. if, you know, if the relationship's going to be good with us, or am I going to move?
Oh.
Because, you know, I have moving on my mind,
mm-hmm.
and then this new neighbor just moved in, and... mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just thinking about those things.
Well, even without connecting to your energy first, I mean, you say you have moving on your mind. Did this happen before your neighbor moved in?
Yes.
So it sounds like you. Yes, and so it sounds like maybe you're looking for a reason to move forward with that. Oh, if I were to say, oh no, it's going to be a horrible relationship and things aren't going to work out, and you know it's going to be awful, then you'd be like, oh great, now I can move forward with my plans. You don't need a reason to move. If you feel compelled to, it's something within you that's saying it's time to do something. And you don't want to ignore those signs. Trust your intuition. Your intuition is telling you the answer already. You don't need me for that. It's just you got to listen and trust yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And
yeah.
I just wanted to see if, you know, anything came through.
Sure. I'd be happy to connect with your energy and see who comes through, okay? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I just wanted to see if, you know, if there are any signs or anything that I need to know.
Oh, okay.
You know, about this move.
Sure. Well, how about connect with your energy, and we'll see if someone wants to come forward and provide some guidance for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so I just want you to inhale deeply through your nose, exhale slowly through your mouth. I'm going to connect with your energy, Patricia, and then we're going to see who comes forward, okay? Okay. So as I'm connecting with your energy, I can sense, I don't know if you're actually into all of this metaphysical stuff or the healing, but I do feel healing hands with you. I do feel strong vibration, and I love that. I'm smiling because I can tell that you, well, what I'm hearing first and foremost anyway, is that you're much further along on your path than you realize. Does that make sense to you?
Wow. Yes, I've been working on myself for a long time. And,
well, it's paid off because I can feel it in your vibration.
Thank you.
That's great. Good stuff. Okay, and so I do feel one of your spirit guides coming forward. Have you met any of your spirit guides yet?
There's a female and a male that talks to me in my dream.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll see which. There's definitely more than just those two around us, but I will see who wants to. This one wants to come forward now, and I'll describe them to you. Maybe one that you met, maybe not. But okay, yeah, I know. As I'm seeing them come closer, it does feel like a male vibration, and it feels like a guardian. So this tells me that guardians are the ones that help us with our physical protection while we're here. They help us to avoid situations we don't need to experience. They help us to have those gut instincts, which isn't surprising why he's coming forward, considering that you are feeling some instincts, but you're not really going forward with it just yet. How I see him, okay, he is showing me himself as coming forward as Native American. And again, when I bring forward a guide, they provide an appearance, accent, a name, but it's important to remember that we don't have a set age or appearance while we're in spirit. They do this for our benefit, to help us feel connected with them. So if we see the same one over and over again, helps us to know that they're definitely with us. He's showing himself. He doesn't have, his hair is straighter and it's very dark, but it's kind of cut off at the chin. It's not long hair, I don't feel. And when I see him, it feels like he's okay, he's actually giving me the tribe he used to belong to as he's showing me his image. I feel like he was probably part of the Cherokee tribe. And as I see him, he's got these very wise brown eyes, and he's showing himself at about, I'd say about 40-ish or so, maybe just under. So he's got a few wrinkles when he smiles, but I feel like he's overall very strong. He's got a very warrior-like energy and personality. And I'm going to try and get his name for you. Okay. What's your name? Okay. I'm just trying to hear his name. Hold on. Two Rivers. Okay. So he had me write down Two Rivers Meet. And I feel like he was given that name to signify the... I'm just here trying to hear how he explains this. Two Rivers Meet. Okay. So it's how he's explaining it to me. It's like almost like how like-minded individuals can work together and kind of become one in terms of like this level of consciousness. And it feels like this resonates with your current vibration. And so what he's also saying too. Okay. As I'm, let's see. Well, he's smiling and he's kind of like patting your shoulder, and I feel what he's saying is that this isn't the first time you've mistrusted your own intuition. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, he says that you've done very, very well with how far you've come working with yourself, and he's especially proud of. He's mentioning the last year. He says the last year you've really made headway with your own healing. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yes, absolutely. I feel
yeah.
Free.
So he's. Well, exactly, and he's very proud of you. So he said, finally, she listened to her calling to herself,
yeah,
to do what she needed to do to move forward. And I feel that very strongly with him. What he's saying, Well, I mean, the thing is, you gave me the information beforehand, so I don't like to. He's showing me a for sale sign in front of your home, but I mean, you already told me that you wanted to move, so that's not really a validation. But I do see this. What he's telling me, in addition to that, though, is that.
I'm sorry, you see what in front of my home?
A for sale sign.
Oh, okay.
Selling. And when I'm, but in addition to that, which, I mean, that's not very surprising because you kind of knew that was coming. But in addition to that, he's saying, don't settle on, how do you want to word it? Don't settle on the first place that looks to be, he's like, don't fall in love with the first place that you see. It feels like there's going to be, you're going to have a choice between a couple of places. And I don't like to do future predictions unless they bring this forward. But this is what he's showing me, so I have to give it. So what he's saying is that, you know, you might be quick to make a decision, but he says don't make it in haste. Try to really spend time in the places that you're looking at and feel the energy. Make sure that it really, really calls to you. So definitely don't settle, but also don't rush. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. And so what he's also saying, too, is that, okay. I don't know if this has been on your mind about it, but it feels like downsizing will be part of this. It's kind of like making a simpler life. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. That's been the whole part of my healing, is downsizing.
There you go. Because it feels like he's taking stuff, and he's like, do I keep it or do I not? And it feels like he's putting a lot of stuff in the give away or don't take with me pile. And so it feels like this absolutely would be very cathartic to your healing and to that continuation of where you're trying to go. Does that make sense to you?
You're 100% correct, yes.
Good. So I hope that hearing this from Two Rivers Meet will give you the confidence to move forward with your plans, because I do feel a lot of wonderful energy around it, and I hope that you will go forward with this. It just feels just right. And he's very excited for you. He's so proud of you, honestly. He says it's like if I told her this even 2 years ago, she wouldn't have believed it as much. And it feels like now you're at a different place where you're able to really accept all of this and take it to heart. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. That's, in fact, I was just thinking about that before I came on.
Yeah?
How far I've come. It happens just in a twinkle of an eye. Sometimes you wake up and you're a different person.
Absolutely. Exactly. And so keep going because you're doing a beautiful job. And I feel like lots of people could probably learn from your experience. So do share it with others, okay?
I'm trying.
And I hope that you found this helpful.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me the name of this guide. He's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, he is. You're very welcome, Patricia. Good luck, okay? Blessings to you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's one of the reasons I love doing Spirit Guide Connections, because sometimes we see or we sense energy that we're not sure about, and often it's a guide. And when we can connect someone who's seen their guide or sensed their guide, you know, and bring forward that information that resonates with what they've already seen or experienced, there's just no much more beautiful connection than that, because it is so validating to someone's experience. Something that obviously no one else would be able to know what you experience with your own guides privately, and to have the guide come forward and confirm this for you, that this is one of the reasons that I focus so heavily on spirit guide work, because I feel that everyone in this whole world could definitely become consciously aware and consciously communicate with their own spirit guides. Okay. So in getting back about talking about signs from loved ones, though, sometimes we sometimes dwell on the fact that we're not receiving anything. Sometimes people feel very strongly that they're connected with their loved ones, again, about that at that two-week period when they first go home. And this is because our loved ones tend to remain nearby before they make their full transition back home. This helps them and it helps us. But after that time, you've probably noticed this with your own loved ones, especially if you've been very close with them, that after about that two-week time, usually right after final ceremonies have taken place and all of that, it seems that right about that time, for at least 2 to 4 months after the fact, that you don't sense them at all. And this isn't because they're not there. It's simply because they're going through their own healing, their own transition, their own readjustment. Again, time in spirit is drastically different than it is here. I can't possibly explain it, but it's not the same thing. But in using our idea of time, it tends to be after that two-week point where we don't sense them for a while. And then after about 2 to 4 to 6 months, depending on, how they left, how ill they were before they left, you know, what they experienced while they were here and how much they have to heal from and all of that, then we start to sense them a bit more. And this is, again, one of the main reasons I say do not book a reading after a significant loss for at least 4 to 6 months. Because it will be too soon, not just for them, but mostly for you. It can be too emotional and not in a good way. We want to wait till after that point where you've gotten to, you know, not that you're going to be healed from that loss after 6 months, but, you know, there's quite a bit of a difference in your energy compared to, you know, the moment that that person made their transition compared to half a year after. You know, you still have a lot of healing to do, but Don't rush a reading. Never rush a reading, and don't do it too soon. I've had people try to do it after just 2 to 3 weeks, and they don't tell, you know, they won't tell me or, you know, any other medium that they've just experienced a significant loss. And then in some ways I feel like it's a waste of that connection, because it's the energy is just too heavy, the emotions are too deep. Neither party is ready to make those connections. It's just far too soon. But I'm being reminded by my own guides as I speak about this. There are times where you can have those connections early. It very much depends on your path and the spirit's path, and where you both are on your own progression, where you both are on in terms of your spiritual aspect of your journey. There are obviously, extenuating circumstances. Obviously, everyone has a different path and a different connection with other spirits. Sometimes a spirit will come through very quickly for someone who wasn't close with them, but they can pass that message along. There's just so many possibilities. But when you're also at a time when you are really thinking about your loved one and you really want a sign from them, you're talking with them. Hopefully you talk with your loved ones all the time. They can hear you and they do respond. Have you ever had it, though, when you're thinking about them and all of a sudden you kind of see their face in your imagination or your mind's eye, whatever you want to call it, but you recognize that it is not an actual memory. Nothing's actually happening in that moment. You just see their face or their whole person, and you know they might be smiling, they might be looking at you, and you're not really quite sure what this is, but what it really is, it's a moment that they are with you, saying, "I'm here for you. You know, I'm with you right in this moment. I am watching you. I'm with you. I love you." When you see them like that in your mind's eye or your imagination, if you want to call it that, and there is no memory attached to it, they're just simply looking, that is a very real validation and moment for you that they're saying, "I'm right here for you." And that's a good time to talk with them and to tell them how you're feeling. People do, for whatever reason, they worry that because of what they said or did before their loved one passed, that's why they can't feel their loved one. Their loved one's angry with them or upset with them. That is not the case. Don't underestimate how much you can block yourself from picking up on these things. If you feel like you deserve not to have that connection, or you feel like you're being punished, or you're carrying this guilt, or even anger, you know, you feel, and then you feel guilty for your anger for things that you weren't able to say before they left. I mean, those are not reasons that you won't feel them. Those are reasons, you know, your loved ones will be there regardless. You have to be watchful and mindful of how much you're blocking yourself from picking up on those connections and those signs. So next time you see your loved one in your mind's eye, smile back at them and tell them that you love them. Say everything that you never got to say. Often people will say, "I want a reading because I want to say goodbye." And I say, "You don't need me for that. They can hear you." You know, and even during a reading, if we're connected with someone's loved one or a guide or whatever, you know, and the sitter says, "Well, tell them I said this," or "Tell them I said that." And I remind them that you don't need me for that, because they can hear you. They see you. They're very much involved in all of this. But I do understand why people want that, you know, want the medium to say that to their loved one, because they want to make sure the message gets across, much like your loved ones in spirit want to make sure that their message gets across to you. So if it's been more than 4 to 6 months, I've had people wait 10 to 20 years before they finally book that reading, and they've been holding on to anger or frustration or guilt or sadness for that long because of how the relationship was at the time that their loved one went home. Definitely don't hold on to it for that long, please, because you wouldn't believe the amount of healing and peace and closure a person could receive in just 30 minutes. It's very important that you take your healing into your own hands. If you're finding that, you know, if you believe that time will heal everything, it will help lessen the pain and help lessen the struggle, but it won't heal everything, because healing is a mindful action, something that you choose to do and something that you actively participate in. So keep that in mind when you're noticing how you're feeling after the show. We're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Did you have a question about what we're talking about today, or would you like a message from Spirit?
I just like a message from Spirit.
Sure, sounds good. I'm just going to connect with your energy, and I'd like you just to relax and do some mindful breathing. Okay. Okay, Laura. So as I'm connecting with your energy, the first thing that I'm noticing predominantly is some pain in my head, which tells me that you tend to overthink or overanalyze, or, you know, question the decisions you make. It feels like you're quite living in your head quite a bit. And I also feel with you that I'm feeling a lot of tingling in my hands. So it tells me that there's energy there, but also it almost feels like pain in my shoulders. So I'm wondering if you ever have to deal with carpal tunnel or something like that, because it feels like there's maybe some issues with the nerves, or like pinched nerves and stuff like that. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, somewhat. I do have some aches and pains.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what I'm feeling... I'm feeling it predominantly in my back, my upper back anyway. That's where I'm feeling it right now. What I'm feeling with this, though, is that a lot of this has to do with emotional baggage, emotional carrying of energy that you no longer need to carry with you. It feels like it's difficult for you to fully let go of something that you don't need to carry with you anymore. Does that make sense to you?
I guess.
If you're not
sure, you know, I mean,
okay.
I'm
well, do you find sometimes
sure
that you're... I'm sorry?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Okay. When I mean that by carrying energy or situations that you don't need to carry with you anymore, this will happen a lot when you're still kind of dwelling on things from the past. So a situation that happened or an interaction that happened between you and other people will replay in your mind, and this provides this unpleasant emotional or physical feeling. It's something that, you know, you wish you hadn't said that, or you wish they didn't do that. You know, things that you either wish you could change or, you know, control to some extent. And when we constantly have these things playing in our mind, and as I'm talking about this even, it feels like the pain in my the back of my head and going down my neck and my upper back, it's strengthening. So it tells me that you're carrying a lot of tension in this area. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I do feel one of your guides coming forward regarding this, and it's definitely your guide of compassion. Are you familiar with spirit guides at all? I don't know if you've heard any of my shows before, so I want to just tell you about them if you're not sure.
I do know spirit guides, but I don't know my spirit guides.
Okay. So just so you know, I feel spirit guides are spirits that are currently not incarnated, but they've learned all the lessons that we're here to learn. The ones that come forward that I would bring forward during a reading or a message like this are ones that have been with you since before you were born, and they will remain with you for this entire life. A guide of compassion is one of the many roles. There's 7 roles that I have seen and that I teach of. And their part in our lives is to help us learn our lessons on compassion, empathy, forgiveness, self-love, and kind of everything in that area. Yours is showing herself as a female vibration, and I feel she's very Irish. She's coming forward. Actually, this is interesting because I've never seen this before, but she's playing a harp. I never ever see guides playing instruments, but very, very rarely anyway. And she, however, is playing a harp, and it's this beautiful Celtic music. And I feel like for some reason this would be very meditative for you. It feels like harp music or Celtic music would be very soothing to your vibration. And so I'm suggesting this to you. But I'm also feeling with her that she's wearing a beautiful green long dress. And it's got these like long sleeves, almost like Arthurian type. It's very not the fashion now, but it's very beautiful. And her hair is, it's not curly, but it's very, very wavy, and it's blonde, but very wild. She doesn't have it pulled back. And she's got these deep blue eyes. And I'm just trying to get her name right now. Let's see, what's her name? Lena? I wrote down Laina, and I feel like her name is Lena, but I might be pronouncing that wrong, but I feel like it's Lena. I feel Lena today, she's coming forward for you and saying that, Okay. It feels like a lot of the stress that you're carrying, it's not just regarding the issues from the past. I do feel that, but I mean, it's a very strong tension in the back of my neck, and it feels like this has a lot to do with you putting a lot of pressure on yourself to achieve what you want to achieve or to kind of be everything to everyone in your life. Does that make sense to you? It feels like there's so much pressure on yourself.
Yes.
And I feel like it's just physically at this point weighing you down. So I sense a lot of fatigue. I also sense a lot of frustration, though. It feels like you want things to change, but you're kind of waiting for it to change. You're waiting for everyone else to kind of wake up and do their share or do more. And what I'm hearing from Lena is that it's more about you saying, I've done enough. I can do this, but I'm not going to do this. And saying no and kind of putting limits on how much you're willing to give of yourself to those who could easily start doing for themselves more. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but I have a hard time saying no to people.
Yes, and so people-pleasing is a sure way to have horrible physical pain because you're taking on too much, you're doing too much, you're not setting boundaries, and people are asking more and more of you than they should simply because they know you'll say yes. And so I know it's hard for you to do so, but for your own, you know, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being, you simply have to start saying no. And I think you know this already, and I feel like what I'm feeling with her is that there's been so many times where the urge has been there to say no or to say not today or not, you know, I'm not going to do that, but you hold it back, and it's creating this pressure and this tension in your body. Does that make sense to you?
I worry a lot about other people if I don't help them. I try to let them stay on their own. I worry that they're not gonna fail. They're not gonna be able to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, worrying is a big part of something that we all go through over here. And I mean, I'm no different. But, you know, a number of years ago, before I really went through my own healing process and worked towards letting go a lot of the things I don't need to carry with me, I worried about literally every little thing, about every person I knew, and worried that I had to do so much to help them be happy, help them achieve, help them succeed, help them to get through what they're going through. And then I learned that I needed to accept that everybody here, every single person who's born into this world, comes here of their own free will to learn lessons. And so while we feel like the more we do for them, the more we prevent them from being hurt, the more we prevent them from having to deal with all the things we've had to deal with, what we're really doing is saying, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to interfere so much that you don't have a chance to learn your lessons. You know, so you have to remember that every person here already has all of their spirit guides. They have loved ones in spirit. They are guided and protected and loved and supported from spirit. Every person here is. You need to worry about you, your happiness, your healing. I hope that if I reconnect with you again, that the next time you're not going to have this pain in your neck and back and shoulders and this energy with you, because it feels like you're ready to release that tension. You're ready to say, I'm going to live for me. I'm going to live for today. I'm going to live for myself. I'm not going to allow worries to have that so much power over me in my life, because it feels like you're making decisions almost completely based on the worries about the outcomes of other people's situations. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so it's like, you know, how can you, what are you doing for yourself at this time? I mean, you're everyone else's path, your own is being completely ignored. And so this is why Lane is coming forward today to say, hey, let's draw on the back of that focus and start saying, what can I do today to help myself become healthier and happier? And the funniest part about this, it's kind of ironic, because especially when we want to help so many people, you know, we're giving so much of ourselves that we have nothing left. But the best way for us to help others is for us to help ourselves. Because the more we heal, the more we focus on ourselves, the more we release tension, the more we forgive, the more we focus on doing what we love and doing what we feel drawn to do in this life, we help others by setting the example. And so by setting the example of doing this for yourself, all the people that you're worried about are going to notice this and start doing for themselves. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And I'm focusing on trying to get a home. I want to purchase a home.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that I'm doing for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be happy, because I know that's going to make me really happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been focusing more on myself.
Well, what I'm hearing from Lena, though, is when you say this, it's don't focus on the accumulation of, you know, a home or any material item to bring you happiness. Focus on, and she's pointing to your chest right now, she's like, focus on inside, so that no matter where you're living, no matter what you're doing, the happiness is there, the peace is there. That's where it comes from. It's coming from the inside, the self-love, the acceptance of yourself, the understanding that you're here to learn lessons and you're not meant to be perfect. All of these things are what help us to be happy in the moment, no matter where we are or what we're doing. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does, but in another sense, getting the house is a big milestone for me, and it's something that I feel that I need to be happy.
Right.
Because I'm crowded.
Have you ever,
where I'm at, and I climb stairs, so many stairs every day, and I'm just tired of living here.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do. This is my dream. So I think it is healthy to focus on obtaining your dream, and that's what I'm working for.
Mm-hmm. Well, in doing so, though, spend some of that time to focusing on just what's going on the inside of you, paying attention to what your body's telling you. You know, when you're carrying that stress, do a guided meditation to heal and let go of that stress. When you're starting to worry, because if you worry, that means that you're spending a lot of time not just focusing on getting the house, but you're focusing a lot of that time on worrying about the outcomes of other people, how you can do things for them, how you can change things or control things.
Yeah, that's true.
Use that time for yourself too. And when you start noticing yourself going there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Lena. I do need to hear that.
Good. Well, I hope that you connect with her. And, I mean, best wishes on getting your house. I really hope that you find the home that's perfect for you. But I also hope that you spend a lot of that time focusing on your own personal happiness and your inner joy. Okay? Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. And so we'll try to have time for at least one more caller. My last suggestion about looking for signs from your loved ones. Talk with your loved ones. They do hear you, and the most common place to connect with them is in spirit, as your physical body sleeps. So if you've ever had those dreams where you wake up and you can recall every word or action, or you can remember and feel the emotions and the sensations that you went through during that dream, it wasn't actually a dream. It was an astral travel, and that's a very real visit with spirit. We all do this, but we don't always remember when we wake up. Why we don't remember, I don't know, but the information definitely is remaining in our subconscious, and sometimes it comes forward, other times it just doesn't. But when you do receive the blessing of remembering an astral travel and, you know, being able to recall that beautiful moment with a loved one, that was very real. It wasn't made up. It wasn't just a dream. It was something that you experienced that you probably experienced more than you recognize or remember, but it's there. And we all do this. We all connect with our loved ones in spirit while as we're sleeping. So if that's not a reason for you to try to get a bit more sleep than you do, then I don't know what else will be. Okay. So I hope that you've learned lots today about how to look for signs from your loved ones. And there are more, but we only have an hour, and I want to try to connect with at least one more person with a loved one or a spirit guide. Okay, just taking a look at the number of callers, and I do apologize to those that weren't able to get a message tonight, but there's always Saturday. I do Saturday shows at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, or Central Daylight Time, rather, and again next Thursday. Okay. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Oh, I have been through quite a bit this year.
Okay.
And if somebody in my family wants to speak to me through you, that's fine. Otherwise, I do have a question.
Okay. Well, is your question pertaining regarding your path or about spirit in general?
My question is, I've applied at 3 very nice employers. I have 18 years call center experience. The three employers are Kaiser Permanente, Franklin Templeton, and TRICARE. Do you see me getting hired at any of these and keeping the job for several years?
When it comes to this kind of questions, we have to remember that we have free will while we're here. So spirit will not, first of all, especially if it's regarding a life lesson as well, I can always ask, but they can only give what won't interfere with your life lessons. As well, they can't account for what the free will choices of others. So the people that would be doing the hiring, they can't say with 100% accuracy or certainty that, yes, this one's going to accept you, because it's still, we have free will. No one is, going to say definitely. But what I will do is I will connect with your energy, and we'll see if anything does come through about that, as well as any information about maybe one of your loved ones or spirit guides, okay? So I just want you
to
relax, and I'm going to connect with your energy, and I just want you to just be mindfully breathing, relaxing. Okay. Okay, and as I'm connecting with your energy, okay. So the first thing I'm noticing is I feel like a tension on the sides of my head. So that's where I would say you probably keep a lot of stress. It feels like when you have a headache, you probably rub your temples. As well, I do feel a bit of anxiety in my chest. And I mean, that's not surprising, obviously, if you're worried about employment. But I feel like it's more than that, too. I feel like there's just general worry. I feel like you're worried about the future, worried about how things are going to turn out, but also just... It just feels like you kind of tend to worry about anything you can worry about. Does that make sense?
Well, yes.
Okay.
But there was a family tragedy on March 2nd.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay.
Thank you.
But don't tell me anything else because I don't know if they're going to come through or not, okay? So I just want to let Spirit have the chance to bring it through. Okay. Okay, so I do feel a loved one coming forward. But it does feel difficult, so I'm trying to pull them in more. And I'll give information about who I feel is coming forward, and you let me know if you recognize them, okay? But it feels like they're almost not sure who should come forward. It seems like there's one that really wants to, but it's almost like they're not ready, not strong enough. I don't know. Okay, so I feel like someone's going to come forward on behalf of the family. So I feel like it's, okay, here we are. I feel like a male spirit was trying to come forward first, but it just didn't feel like that connection was being made strong enough, so I'm going to let them kind of be there. But I feel like a female spirit is coming forward now, and I'm going to give information about her. I feel like when she was here, she was definitely a mother and feels grandmotherly to me, so I'm going to say she was a mother and a grandmother when she was here. What I feel with her, it feels like she really seems to have I want to say she has a bit of a strong personality. Like she was someone who had the answers for everyone. She had, you know, she was someone who could really help anyone that was going through a tough time. It feels like she was someone who was able to provide the comfort that was needed to those that needed it when she was here. It also feels like she really had a good handle on how to run her household, probably when she was younger, in her younger years. I don't know who she is to you yet, but I do feel like there's a family connection. And I do feel with her that she was someone who, the show jewelry sometimes, and I don't know why, but I do feel like there's this necklace, and I don't know why, but it's like this gold necklace, and it looks like a locket. I don't know if that's something she wore while she was here or something that was passed down through the family, but I do feel like there's this, she's drawing my attention to this, and it's like she's wearing it in spirit. What I feel with her, too, is that she was someone who, the words I'm hearing is that she was there and that she was able to help. And I feel like this has to do with whatever's been going on for the last several months, is that she's been trying to help others to heal from what's been going on. And it feels like there's been a lot of strife in the family. Like, I don't feel like it's blame so much, but it feels like there's just been so many different emotions, and it's been so difficult to pinpoint how one should feel. Does this make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recognize the spirit?
It sounds like it might be my mother.
Okay. I'll try to get a bit more because I want you to know for sure that this is who I'm speaking with. It feels like, with her, I'm feeling a lot of tension in my upper back, and it's going down my whole spine, basically. So it feels like she would have had some issues with that pain, especially in the neck. I don't know if something happened with the neck, but it's very painful in the neck. So I feel like she would have, I don't know if this is where she carried her stress or if this is something that happened while she was here, but it feels like she dealt with a lot of back or neck related issues while she was here. I'm also feeling with her that she was, it's traveling up my head, so it tells me that she probably would have been someone who had to deal with tension headaches. It feels like she had head pain while she was here too. And I feel like she was also someone who, even though it's okay, what I'm hearing from her is like she seemed to really have a good handle on handling others' situations, but it feels like she had a hard time kind of dealing with her own emotions when she was here, and it feels like she didn't really focus on that while she was here. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, and so what I'm feeling from her, and I only have a few minutes left in the show, what I'm feeling with her as she's coming forward is that she really wants you to, I don't know what the tragedy was. She's not showing me what the tragedy was, but what I'm hearing is she doesn't want you to feel any level of like responsibility or blame. It feels like she's hugging you and trying to comfort you and trying to remind you that no one could have really prevented this from happening. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'm feeling with her is that she's like patting your hand, and she's just, what I'm seeing with her, it's like she's right in front of you, looking at you in your eyes, and just, she has this beautiful look, like just such love and such care, and like she really wants you to know that she loves you, and that she wants you to remember that you are loved, and that everything is going to be fine. Like it's going to be okay. And I think she's referring, you were mentioning about your job too, but she is saying, okay, Mm. Okay. She's not giving me, you mentioned names of places that you had applied to. I'm not getting anything like that. And that's normal. I mean, it'd be very rare for a spirit to say, oh, so-and-so is going to hire you tomorrow or something like that. It could happen, but it doesn't happen often. What I do feel is that she's saying not to worry about it, because I do feel that there is the energies there that you're going to receive what you need. And she has given me a timeline, which I don't often get. I don't like to do future predictions, but she says within the next 3 weeks to 3 months, things are going to take a turn for the better. But not to say that you don't keep trying. You got to put the effort forward. I just feel like at 3 weeks from now, something's going to happen where it's going to be like, it's going to make a lot more sense to you. And then 3 months from now, it feels like things will be much more settled down and be much more peaceful. But don't forget, in giving this, even if she gives this to you, this message, that you're still responsible for your part. You have free will. You get to choose how much effort you put into all of this healing and all of your path. So do not prevent yourself from keep working on what you're working on. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so what I also feel with her before we go, I'm not getting much information about what happened in March. And it's not too surprising because it is quite soon after the fact. But what I'm feeling with her is that she's saying, I feel like she's encouraging to try to keep the family together and try to keep kind of like spirits up and try to unite everyone as best you can. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And I want my beloved mother and father and brother to know that they're precious to me and I want to be with them forever.
Yes. Well, when the time is right, you will see them again, but not a moment sooner than that. But they are with you. And I just feel so much love coming from her to you. And she's very grateful for this moment to provide this loving message to you. But she really wants you to, I'm just feeling a lot of encouragement from her to keep going, to keep doing what you need to do, because there's so much here for you to experience and to eventually enjoy again and to be able to smile and laugh and to be at peace with yourself. Does this make sense?
Yes, and I want her to know that I'm so glad that she came forward, and I want her to know that when 3 doctors told me I needed to have my finger on my right hand amputated last November, I heard her from the spirit world and my father saying, don't do it, doctors don't know everything, and they were able to save my finger. And no cancer, and I'm going through occupational therapy.
God bless. Well, that is amazing that you heard that with them and you trusted that message. That is very rare and so beautiful and such a blessing, and I'm so grateful to hear that from you. And I'm feeling lots of emotion from her as it is now, because I just feel there's so much love. So please, please talk with them often and know they are with you, okay? Thank you so much for letting me provide this message for you tonight.
God bless you.
Blessings to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, that is the end of our show today. We went a little bit over, but it was definitely well worth it. I can't express to you how grateful I am to be able to make these beautiful connections with you in this life. And I love every moment of it. I'm so grateful to you and to Spirit. And we will see you on Saturday. Blessings to you all.